Shir Yud Beis Yim Aleph Pesach Lamidbar.
Bar Yochai. Roisi bnei Aliyo ve'emuoti. Im Elef ani ve'bni imoem. Im Meo ani ve'bni imoem. Im Shnayim ani ve'bni imoem. Samad Nezach. He starts Roisi bnei Aliyo ve'emuoti. The amount of Bnei Aliyo is a small amount of people. So if it's 1,000, myself and my son, if it's 100, it's myself and my son. And if it's 2, it's myself and my son. So it's 1,000, it's 100. Roisi Bnei Aliyo Muotim. And then he says, maybe it's only me and my son. So we're... Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, Bnei Aliyo Hemuotim. Le'anir are not a lot. But how you know if you're in the group of the Bnei Aliyah or not? If you say, if it's 1,000 Bnei Aliyah, I'm there. It's the first day of the Zman. If it's 100 Bnei Aliyah, I'm there. Like a Friday could be, yeah? If it's like Bo'imer, Aniv Bnei Moim. The person that doesn't make a difference to him, the massive, the crowd around him, and he's every time there, this is the Bnei Aliyah. Roisi Bnei Aliyah ve'emuotim. The Chochmeh ve'Bnei Aliyah is to measure every time. Doesn't make a difference who will be there. Me, I will be there. Doesn't make it, more people will be there. A lot of guys are doing it. Maybe it's accepted, maybe it's not accepted. I'm not going in Bichlal. To measure Alamol. Ani ve'Bnei Moim. So today we're giving a shir to the Bnei Aliyah. Das ist eine andere Schirrstück. Lass uns an der Gemorre. Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok. Haloche tzricho shete machzekes roishoi verruboi veshulchonoi. Stam bepshat. It's one of the interesting things bepshat. I don't know if we'll answer this kasha today, aber bepshat, we learn the Mishnah. The Mishnah has the list of sukkah. The height, to the top, to the bottom, the walls, amount of shade. The size of the sukkah is not mentioned in the Mishnah. And it stays an open thing. We'll see 6, 7, Balamoy, Ramban. Lechure led the Mishnah to write down the shir. We leave it to Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok. The Gemara starts the sugya, and the Mishnah has no list how much the size of the walls have to be. So the Gemara tries to work it out. And Zamod Nezach Be'etzem. Where is the Mishnah? Suga Shigvoy Lamalo Me'esri Mamo, She'en Lo Gvoy Asor Tfochim, She'en Lo Shalosh Tfane, She'chamos Merubo, V'She'en Lo Sheva Tfochim, or She'en Lo Shisha Tfochim, Psula. And Mishum Ma, the Tana didn't write it down. And Lemevinim and learning, I'm not sure we'll answer today, this is a Shaila Yesoidis. Not a small Shaila. When the Mishnah is listing how the sukkah has to be, the height, the walls, the sun, all there's one more thing to write. It's the only thing. The rest is zaloches, lovu, defin akuma. This is really in the sukkah different ways. About the shear of sukkah, walls, height, size, sun, shade, everything is there, chutz from how big has to be the sukkah. And the Gemara leaves it. Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok, aloche shetzmarzeges roisho verubay v'shulchonai. And more from that. Just to hold on the kasha, I'm saying, well, Bez Hashem, we'll get to one day answer. To hold on that, he even didn't say the shir. He doesn't say how much is Roshi v'Rumi v'Shulchanai. Rashi says that it's ein Tefach, the Gemara says later, Omar Rabbi Yudah Mashmur, Aloch, it's Rish Demarzek, it's 7 Tfochim. It's no Shiva Tfochim. As Machleik, it's 6, 7, let me show you. He said, Roshi v'Rumi v'Shulchanai, it's 7. So he came, also he's not giving, Kilo is no shir really. As a din shem demachzek es roishi v'rubay v'shulchon. Okay, but let me learn the Gemara yitzta. Oma l'rabah be'keman ke'bet shamay. That whole, that sukkah dir haskva. That sukkah dir haskva. And b'meile, you have to have 7. Oma l'elo keman, for sure. Now, where is the bet shamay? That they said in the Mishnah later, that shulchon b'teich habayis is not good. So if shulchon b'teich habayis is not good, obviously it has to be inside. Obviously you need space for it. This is the way the Gemara understands the Mishnah later on. But Shammai said table in the house is not good. Obviously you need place inside. So the melee you need seven tefachim. And Besila don't care that is a place for the table. He sits near the door. So maybe the machleg is in the sukkah gdoilo, but in the sukkah ktano, b'chamay, b'stila l'amoyde, that you need seven. You need a place for the table. The machleg is b'sukkah gdoilo. So the more b'sukkah ktano l'pligi, but then in machzek is roi sheverube b'shulchon ikshayro, Rebbe Yema shtiba arba amis al arba amis, but then in the Rebbe Yema kosuk shayim arba amis al arba amis, b'sul v'achom yena machzek is al roi sheverube, v'ilu shulchon elektoni, kashin ha'adodi, Shmaminoha b'chamayo b'sila. So we see clear that b'chamay holds seven and b'sila holds six. Amar mazutra, masnisa namedaike, mekdoli b'chamay poisli, b'sila machshiri. V'imisa b'chamayim lo yotso, b'sila yom yotso miboyelei. V'elo kashe, misha roish, lo'ilom betarti pligi. Pligi b'suke ktanu, pligi b'suke gdoilo. V'chasur amersa v'ochi ktoni. Misha roish v'rube b'suke b'shulchon v'teich habayit, b'chamayim lo yotso, b'sila yom yotso. V'shayin amarzegezak, d'roish v'rube b'lvad, b'chamay poisli, b'sila machshiri. This is the Gemara. And we have Be'etzem two main drochim and the Rishonim to understand the Sugi. And Rashi is Mashma, I can't say he says it klo. But in Rashi is Mashma, that the Sugi Ktane is a Shaila of a Shiyum. And the Sugi Gdoyle is a Shaila of a Gzeir Hashem Yimoshech Acha Shulchonoi. These are the words of the Rashi. Ve'im Isa de B'shiyur of the Sugi Pligi, Lidne B'Sugi Amachzekes Roi Shem Rubai. Omar Mazutra, the Bektane Pligi is a B'shiyur. The place of Machshirim al Kochoch asuke me'adri, and the other one is a gzeir. So the Rashi, the Ran, the Teisves, the Rosh, the Ritva, the Balamoer, Rov Rishonim learn we have two machleikasim. B'suke ktana the machleikas is what is the shear of the suke ktana. B'shamay hold seven and B'silel hold six. B'silel hold Roish Ruba, you can fit into the suke. B'shamay hold, you have to have also a place for the table. Why? So the Ran and Daf Chof Bey says, if you don't have a place for the table, it's a diros rucho. If you don't have a place for the table, it's a diros rucho. It's not a tzura to live. It's the Loshon Ran. The Rishonim is Abaye himself says in Daf Zayin Amud Bey, time at the B'shamay, suke diras kva be'il. So the Rishonim explained, the Meiri, Avada, he doesn't mean the Aloch of Sukkah Diras Kva. Are we paskin here like B'chama and Lishnika, and first Machlekes, Veloitozuz, and we paskin Sukkah Diras Arai? So the Meiri says, I'll prove to you. The Gemara says in Avzayan, Lefima de Omar, Lefir Rabbi Yudah himself, that Sukkah has to be Lemala Me'esri Mamo. What is the size of the Sukkah? Lefir Rabbi Yudah, that Sukkah is Esri Mamo. What is the size? Adaladamas. So Zion can be kva, of the Meiri. So obviously it's not that kva that we normally name Tzachon. It's a kva means kol shiva sayomim oize dirosoi sikosoi kva v'dirosoi arai. Has to be a kvias in the sukkah, not a building of a kva. We'll see later. Legabe mezuzah, legabe all of the kol terikula, every bais is arba. The Gemara will say later, every place that you need a house is four and four. So gevis kva. Vinitvi. The first machlekes is we need lefi Rabbi Chama a bigger sukkah, 7 and 7. Other it's a srucha or a felt in the kva. And besila holds 6 is enough. And the Gemara says leitozu mino, even that normally alochik besila, and this machlekes is alochik b'chama. Besukkah gdoila is another machlekes. You have a shir sukkah, and the table is outside. B'shama yod is a gzeira shemo yimoshech achar shulchanoi. And Beisilel hold is no gzeir Hashem Yimoshech Achar Shulchanoi. And lefi that, what is the aloche? Ke Beisilel. Kaim lon bekol ha-tere kula, aloche ke Beisilel. So lefi all of the Rishonim, aloche ke Beisilel, besuke gdoilo. So we have two machleikes. Besuke ktane, machleikes, what is the shir suke? B'sham I hold 7, Beisilel hold 6, because if not, it's a sruch hazog b'chama, felt in the kvies, aloche ke b'chama. Sukkah Gdoila, we have a Shir Sukkah. The table is outside. Bishama Yod is a Gzeira Shema Yimoshech Achar Shulchona, and he will come to eat outside. And Bisila don't have a Gzeira. And we pass Kna Locheke Bisila. This is glad. This is glad. The problem is, the Rif comes and he says, it's one Machlekes. Time de Tarvayu. Mishum gzeiro shema yimoshech achar shulchana. And b'meile zog the Rif, if alocheke b'tshamay and one, alocheke b'tshamay and both. And we choishesh to the Rif. So the Rif says, it's one machleikes, say besuke ktane, say besuke gdoilo b'tshamay old, gzeiro shema yimoshech, you need seven, b'silal six, besuke b'teich habayis, b'shamay poizim, b'silal machshirim, and alocheke b'tshamay. Avada, it's more geschmack to learn like the Rif, because it's banded together in one Mishnah. I mean, okay, it says Psula, it says Layot, so everything is mixed together. To make two machlekesim with two different lamdasim, the lashon of the Mishnah later and the stomach of the Gemara, it's not so mashma. Asach geschmacker in a way that it's one machlekes. It's written together. Frag the Balamboer, okay, Mesuke Gdoila, I understand what is the machlekes. Bisham I hold gzeir Hashem yimoshech achar shulchanoi, and beisilal hold is no gzeir. What is the shayches to the machlekes besuka ktana? What is the machlekes? So here we have three esbeira. The first one is the main one, and the other two are maybe. It's later in afkeminas. The Meiri says, avad. Besuke gdeilo b'tshamayot gzeir Hashem yimoshech. Besila don't hold from the gzeira. But the machlekes is when the table is outside the door and you're eating off the table. B'tshamayot you have a gzeira and besila hold you don't have a gzeira. Abul Moshe, what if there's no table outside? You're allowed to eat in the sukkah without a table? And that's me l'aloch l'maisa. L'aloch l'maisa we'll see the chum of the mishabua later. By night, there's a bed, there's no sukkah. You're allowed to eat something on your bed? Pashas is no gzeira. Pashas is no gzeira. The gzeira is, the Gemara says, the Yosi v'apume de metal alte. He sits on the door of the sukkah, and there's a table in front of him, and he's taking off the table. B'shama yoyisrim b'silal machshir. What is the machlekes b'sukkah ktana? It's the same case. So what is the machlekes? So the Miri says, no, the sukkah ktana is, he's eating a sandwich in his hands, and there's no table outside. But, well, a guy doesn't have a table. So it's very likely that he will bring a table, put it outside, and he will eat. So b'tshamay that hold is a gzeira shema yimoshech. That's good. B'sila that don't hold from the gzeira is no problem. Ina mizak demiri better. He's so small, and he doesn't have a table, he will walk into the house to eat in the house. And a sukkah gdoila, when he eats a sandwich, if it gets inconvenient, he goes to the house and he brings a table into the sukkah. Kiktana is no place for a table at the door. So no place. Okay, so I'll go to eat in the house. Person standing in the street and is eating, and it's not convenient. What he does, he walks into a building to eat. He's eating in a room that has no convenience how to eat. Again, so it's the zel b'sol machlekes. B'shamay old is a gzeire. He will go into the house and b'sila the net off from the gzeire. So it's two different machlekes. Giboit and the same musik. Again, if the first nusach that we said it is mamish the zaba machlekes, the shayla if he will go to bring a table or not. B'tshamay that when there's a table have a problem, so the nervous that he'll bring a table. B'sila that when there's a table is not a problem, so what if he will bring a table? Or better, that the shayla is a gzeira that he will walk into the house. The Meiri says both. But Ramban maybe also mentions it, maybe. So this is one way. So we're going to feed the Rif. Anyway, we're going to feed the Rif. That the Rif holds that the Hetzim is one machlekes. What is the machlekes? Gzeira Shema Yimoshech Achar Shulchanoi. Sai Besuke Ktane, Sai Besuke Gdoil. It's not a din of a Shio. Besuke Gdoil, the machlekes, when the table is a Puma de Metalalte, B'Shama holds Gzeira that he will come leaning at the table and then he will be pulled into the house without realizing. And B'Sile Lanat Choyshesh. And Besuke Ktane is even when the table is not outside the door. What is the machlekes? Or maybe he will bring a table and put there. And then the B'Shama will be a problem and B'Sile Lanat and it's Kulechot Gzeira. Or it's a Gzeira that he will step into the house. This is one Nusach. A second Nusach says that Lefi the Rif, Besukiktana, the machleikis is only also if it's a table near the door. It's exactly the same machleikis of sukkah gdoila. There's a table outside the door, and you're eating off the table. B'sham I am nervous, b'silil I'm not nervous. So why do we have to have two machleikis? The answer is very simple. If I would say a machleikis only b'sukkah gdoila, I would say in a big sukkah, I'm not so nervous that the guy will pull out. If he feels not convenient with his table, he will just pull it over to him. You know, you sit far away from the table. You could pull your chair, and you could put the table, right? The guy is sitting, it's not convenient for him. I'll sit inside. Okay, it's sukkahs. So I would think maybe besukkah gdoila, besila didn't not make a gzeira. But besukkah ktana, that there's no way to pull the table in, and it's so not convenient to be in, maybe besila lamoida. And if I would say the machleik is besukkah ktana, I would say maybe b'sham I only said a besukkah ktana, that it's so not convenient, and there's no way to pull the table in. And if he finds himself not convenient, he will just be out. So they made a gzeira. Besukkah gdoila didn't make a gzeira. This is the second nusach. And lefi that, lefi the rif, besukkah ktana, where there's no table outside, it's not a problem. The third nusach, and I'm saying it because later we'll have to know for different chumras, that the gzeirev shulchone b'teich habayis doesn't mean when there's a table outside the sukkah. Even in the sukkah gdoila today, you're not allowed to eat with a sandwich without a table. The gzeirev shemim moshech doesn't have to have a table inside the house. We'll see, we should start with passings like that. You're not allowed to eat. Gzeir Hashem HaYimashach. It's a Gzeir Hashem HaYimashach. The Melech Sukkah Ketana Gdoila now is the same. So both of them, is no table near the door. So what is the Machlekes? B'sham I have a chashash that you will go out and B'silil. And again, why the Machlekes is double? Because if I would say B'Sukkah Gdoila, maybe dear B'silil Hon, there's no chashash you will go out. If he finds that convenient, he will open a table. Or besukkah ktana, maybe besila lamoide. And forget, if b'sham I said besukkah ktana, maybe besukkah gdoila. So again, three ways how to learn the machlekes lefi the rif. Because be'esem the balamboir is the one that is coming and asking the rif. I hear you said that the machlekes is sai besukkah ktana, sai besukkah gdoila, it's a gzeir shema yimoshech. Sukkah gdoila, I understand it's shema yimoshech. L'chur besukkah ktana, the noise is the shiur. Like the first shita. Not Shema Yimashach. There's no table there. What is the Gzeira Shema Yimashach? Who is talking about a table? This is Loshen Balamoyer. What Shach to say Besukkah Ketana Shema Yimashach? Who is talking about a table? And we answer the Rif means one of the three. Other than Besukkah Ketana is no table, but as a Gzeira, he will bring a table or he will walk into the house. This will be Shama Vachoshish and Besila. Not Besukkah Gdoila Taken. The Machleki says when the table is outside. Or both cases is a table outside Taken. So what is the chiddush of sukkah ktana? That even there is hilul matirim, and the chiddush of sukkah gdoila is that even there b'shama is oisim. Or the rif never learned like the balamor understood that the machleika says when there's a table outside, even when there's no table outside is a gzeira. The mele, the same machleika of sukkah gdoila is b'sukkah ktana. And what is the machleika? The same thing what we said. If it's a chashash that the guy will go out or not, or he will bring a table. Aber back to the machlekes. Lefi the balamoy, Ramban, Ran, Rishon, all of the Rishonim, sukkah ktana is a machlekes, shiur sukkah. Six or seven. Seven, six is posul lebitshamay, kosher lebitzilam. Sukkah gdoila is a gzeira de rabbonam. Shema yimoshech. Lefi the rif, both of them is a gzeira shema yimoshech. This is the way the Beis Halevi, if you see in Chelek Gimel, Simen Nun Gimel, in the first piece, this is his sikkum. That lefi the rif, it's a gzeira de rabbonon, and lefi the Ramban, the balamoyer, Rashi, Ram, Teisves, Ritva, it's a deiraisa. Zog the Beis Halevi, the Rabbi Kivei Eiger, the belt, seven nafkeminas in between the rishonim and the rif. Then we'll argue with them. We'll go kaseida. The first nafkamina is Okrab Kiveigi on the Mishnayas and the Bisalevi. What would be if the sukkah has six tfachim and it's open to a big sukkah and the table is in the big sukkah? You're allowed to eat off that table or not? Sukkah gdoilo and sukkah ktana is ptucho letzoicho. And you have a table in the sukkah gdoilo. And you're eating off that table. Lefi, the Rishonim, it's not good. Why it's not good? Because how much is the shear of the first sukkah? Six. Six is not a sukkah. So what if the table is in a big sukkah? You are not sitting in a sukkah today. Val, you are not sitting in a sukkah. Why not? Sorry, why not? You're not sitting in a sukkah. So what if the table is in a sukkah gdayla? But you're sitting in a sukkah ktana. It's not a shear. What would it be if your sukkah is five tefachim and the table is in a good, big sukkah? Yeah, that's it. Six tefachim is not a sukkah. Masha'in ken lefi derif. The only reason you're not allowed to sit in the sukkah is gzeir Hashem ha'imoshech. The ganze chisaron is gzeir Hashem ha'imoshech. If the ganze gzeir is Shem ha'imoshech, this is the ganze gzeir. What will happen? You're moshech, you'll fall into the big sukkah. So I'll fall into the big sukkah. Again, you say leplug, you say leplug. Under leplug is not, yeah? Und er sagt, wie er passt ins Laloch. If we choshish to the reef, it's kosher. Mishnu Bura brings him down. If we pass it like the reef, it'll be kosher. Second afkamine, what would it be if the sukkah, listen good, the six and six, and the last tefach you have psal. You learn the sukkah enough. You test psal ayoritzim in a sukkah nidin kesukkah. What is psal? I'll give you the case. The case is lefi Rashi schach lemala meesrim amo. It's a gemara later in Daf Dalet. You have a big sukkah lemala meesrim amo. It's possible. You build a beam in the middle. Zayin al zayin. It's kosher, right? Because we're doing good asik. Rashi says not only on the beam is kosher, the whole sukkah is kosher. Midin psal. Zog the Besalevi. Why Rashi has to have lefi that? You don't have to have 7 and 7 on the beam. You could have 6 and 6 on the beam. And the tables could be around the whole sukkah. What is the chash? You go into the other part, psal is kosher. And now he explains like this. If you learn like the Rishonim, that the shiur is 7, so the sukkah is never a sukkah yet. So it's no psal. After the sukkah is kosher, it carries with him the psal. But first you have to have a kosher a sukkah. So you have to have 7 on the beam, then the whole room is kosher. But if the beam, what if you have one tefach? You're asking, doesn't it not kosher mitzvah psal? You have to have a sukkah. How much is a sukkah if Rashi ran tesis rito veran and rosh 7? So Rashi should. But if you learn that 6 is a kosher sukkah and it's only a gzeira derabbanon shema imoshech achas sukkosoi achas shulchanoi, here is no problem shema imoshech achas shulchanoi. Zay zok the Bisalevi. What? You're allowed to sit on the psal. Rashi says you're allowed to. Everyone knows you're allowed to sit on the psal. There's a different case of psal and the few tests that are more complicated. Mamshicha doifen, schach goes out. So I'm using the easy case of psal. I'm using the easy case of psal. Zok the Bisalevi, I'll tell you a third nafkemine. I know maybe you'll argue with that, but I think it's a good nafkemine. What would be if you have a sukkah, 7 and 7, but closed? A box, you know, with a door, with a lock, mamish. You walk into that sukkah, it's kosher schach, and then you have one piece of schach puzzle here. It's 6 schach kosher, 1 tefach schach puzzle. Now, if in a mistake, you will go towards the schach puzzle, to where you will reach, you bump your wall, you head in the wall, right? There's no shema imoshech, where you could imoshech. Tefach is one, but most of your body was there in sukkah kshera.
You can't sit
under
tefach.
You can't sit. Tefach is nothing.
You can't sit under
the whole table. Okay. You know, I'll do it better. I'll make it better. You have a sukkah, 6 tefachim kosher, and half a schach posel here, and a half a schach posel here. You don't have a shiur sukkah. It's not good. Right? Now your table is in that place. I have here a little bit. How much I will go? It's a wall. I can't go there. Well, I don't have. Oh, so if I don't have shiur sukkah, it's not good. Oh, but if it's gzeir Hashem v'yimoshech, it's nowhere to yimoshech.
It's kosher.
See, he finds the case that it's not kosher. It's a pumad metalalt, and it's a big piece that you can't be machshir, and that you daven with beis in the bottom. We find the case. You're right. People are doing sugya. It's good. One tefach maybe is mitzvah. So the cheshbon is a sugya. There's a case it's chaposu that's not mitzvah. This is his third nafkemine. What? That a big the schach posel is a big piece that is sticking out even more, so it can be mitzaref. Look in the Rashi Yudal Amud Beis, the last Rashi Yudal Amud Beis. Okay, that is the sugya there, but There's enough community there. Another nefkimine, I know you will argue with it, but Besalevi Tainis that he found the Rosh that says this nefkimine la aloha. What would it be if you managed to push a table into the sukkah? Don't ask me that it's impossible. Well, the biggest person could fit in the 7 and 7. So not everyone is the biggest person, right? So the smaller person that is 5 and 5, and he put a tefach. The Rosh in the end of Siman Aleph, they put it in brackets because they claim that it can be. There's a reason in the print they put it, this Rosh in brackets. Look, the last two lines in the Rosh in Siman Aleph. What? No, I'm not asking. It doesn't make a difference how it works out. Technically, I'm not asking. The Rosh says, you see the last two lines, it's in bracket, Vishulchonai. The Rosh speaks about the case that you put a table inside. And the Rosh says, I've added it possible because I hold that it's missing the shield. But if you hold like the reef, it's kosher. They claim the bottom, you say that this is can design. This is Aleph, they claim it can be. So the Rosh didn't mean to say that. So they erased it. You see brackets, you know.
Wait, the Shulchan?
Yeah. You see the brackets, you know, to look for it. The Rosh is claiming on the reef, how you. This is Mr. Levy brings Mamish in the end of the piece, you see, it brings this Rosh. How are you saying reef that it's a din shemayim moshech? Ari chachomim hold that it's good, even if it's a table inside. And on that, we hold that it's not good, bevov, even if it's a table inside, because it's missing the shield. And lefu you reef, it's good. So, lemaise, the Rosh says this nafkemine. Now, so these four nefkeminas are glad. Then if he pushed the table inside, if he's open to a sukkah gnoila, if he has psal, or if his walls, there is nowhere to pull out. It's a puzzle and there is a wall. There's no gzei Hashem ha'imashach. How about it? You could go with loy plugs. We're going without loy plugs now. A fifth nefkemine, this video will be totally an apshotim. What would it be to eat a sandwich in a sukkah ktana without a table outside? So if you're the first pshat, the Rif also asks it, because it's a gzeir that he will bring the table. But if we learn pshat in the Rif that he's talking that there's a table there, like the second pshat, so lo yitzir is no table, lefi the Rif you're allowed to eat a sandwich without a table, and lefi Rashi it's not a sukkah. And lefi Rashi it's not a sukkah. These are the first five nafkaminas. The Bible will stop at 5, then later we'll be mamshich, maybe to find more nafkaminas. Now, before we start to go to the Besalevi, the Mishneh Berurah, to explain, but this is the first shlav of the Besalevi of the Shtikl, he's meyase that we have machlekes rishonim, if it's mitzad gzeire, or mitzad that is missing in the shiur. And this he says, in l'chaure we have 5 nafkaminas. If you manage to put a table inside, psal, if you can't pull out, they be yodoy, or the case that it's patuach l'suk gdoilo. This is the machleik. These are the two shittas. Before we mamshich to the two shittas, I want a little bit to speak about the nafkemine that Rab Kivi Eiger bought. That nafkemine that Rab Kivi Eiger bought, the Mishneh Berurah brings him down also. And he's a nafkemine that we have to handle to ourselves. Not only to the nafkemines, nogeh la aloche lemaise. Rab Kivi Eiger came and he tainus that he has a fest in nafkemine. If it's possible missing a shiur, so it doesn't help that the shulchan is betoy chabayis. If it's mitzad shemo yimoshech, lechurev, the table is in a sukkah gdoilo, lechurev, it's good. What is the way to shlog Rab Kivi Eiger? What is the way to shlog Rab Kivi Eiger? Listen good. What is the way to shlog Rab Kivi Eiger? Again, Rab Kivi Eiger is saying, I have a beautiful nafkemine. If it's missing a shiur, doesn't help shulchan betaych asuk gdailo. If it's not missing a shiur, if it's mitzad gzeir shema yimoshech, here is no gzeir. Here lechura is no gzeir. It's meduyek. Shulchan betoich habayis. Mash dafka habayis. But if the shulchan is in a different sukkah, lechura is good. If the shulchan is betoich sukkah, lechura is good. Why not? Where is the way to shlug up Kveig? There's no shlug up Kveig. Where is the mokum to shlug up kiveig? Where is the mokum to shlug up kiveig? Where is the mokum? Let me trachem belondes. What is the tzad not to be masking with Rab Kiveig? Why? What? Rab Kiveig says, if it's missing a shiur, if it's missing a shiur, but if it's mitzad gzeira shemini moshech, kum Rab Kiveig beroyf svorosoi, and he says, pas nishken gzeira. All the Ozan of Kaminas, I want to explain. Sure, let me explain. The Moshe, the Nefkamin, we said when there's a wall to bump. Pseidon, Chazal said, yes, bump, not bump, a guy ties himself down. Chazal didn't change. Psal, I don't know what is that loch as a psal, Lamet Rachel, yeah? I'm trying to explain. A person pushed the table in. Chazal said a person doesn't push on the table. Wait, Akasha, Hamaisa, they raised it, yeah? Rabbi Kveiger came with a glut of Nefkamin. I want to explain why Rabbi Kveiger's Nefkamin is the Nefkamin that we have to handle. Kveiger says, Frank Belomdes. If it's a gzeira shema yimoshech, where is the gzeira? The table is betoich sukkah k'sheira. What is the way to answer Rab Kveiger? Before later we'll see, maybe to explain different pshatim for all the nafkiminis that the rif.
There's a habit to take the table outside yimoshech. You
good? Well, now go to the kosher sukkah and it's okay.
No. But there's a habit. If that's holds there, they were worried you would come to think of that. Even though you have a kosher sukkah.
Naftali, maybe a little. You're in the kivun. You're in the kivun. I want to explain. But I heard. Naftali. So the London say like this. The tzad to argue, but listen very good because Nogia Lemaisa. The tzad to argue with Rab Kveiger is that the gather of the Takonas Chazal is. Listen carefully. The gather of the Takonas Chazal is, you have to have the table together with you. This is the way they're metaken. You can't have the table separate from you. You have to have the table with you. I'll say, with you, you have to have a table, bichlal. Some will say, the nusach would be, without the table you can't be yoytze. You have to have a table. You have to have the table you're eating has to be with you. Memele, you're right that here in this specific case is no gzeira. But the gather of the gzeira is, while we're scared, you will go to the place of the table. They said you have to have the table with you. I'm not saying leplug. Let me explain. Leplug means there will metak and stam. Every small sukkah is not good. That is the regular leplug. They said you need to have seven. We'll get later to some shittas that hold like that. Rab Kveiger didn't learn when he asked his kasha, he knows that you could say leplug. Chazal, he says, the gedder is shemo yimoshech. Amel Rab Kveiger understand if this is the gedder, they didn't say seven. We see in the sugya, they never said the word seven. They said table. They never said seven. Amel Rab Kveiger understands if the table is a besuka gedoylo, there's no gzeir. The table is in a sukkah gdeila, it's no gzeira. We're answering, we understand. It's not a getter of seven and not six. You're right, Rab Kveiger understands that it's not, Rab Kveiger and Beis Halevi, it's not a getter of seven and not six. But the getter is, we could answer Rab Kveiger, even the Shitoscho that they didn't say a number, and they said it's a gzeira, but the getter of the gzeira is to have the table with you. Where will be the nafkemine aloche lemaise? What would it be if a person is sitting in a big sukkah? And there's a table in the other sukkah. Two sukkahs near each other. They have it in a lot of you go to a lot of places, they have two sukkahs near each other. One is sleeping sukkah, one is eating sukkah. They have like a little curtain in between. It's called two different sukkahs. You see the sukkah from Ketanias, it's called two different sukkahs. And you have a table in one sukkah and you're eating off the other table. It's kosher or not? By my parents, they have a porch, big gate. It's not enough place. So behind the gate, they build another sukkah. The mechitzas asar tefachim. But it's like a window. You jump over to the other sukkah. Small, it's a Sadiq apartment. They build four sukkahs on metal beams like another sukkah outside. You can't take off the wall. You jump. You have to make steps. Especially say in the case you jump, then not even the steps of a vat or the lavu. The mitzvah was all the years you put a chair and you jumped over. This was bigger, the sleeping sukkah, and this was the eating sukkah. You by night, all the beds, and you want to take a piece of cake to make a leisha. You bend over the wall, you're eating from the table in another place. It's kosher or it's not kosher. Would be a mokum to say, if the takone was the table has to be with you, you will not be yaitzer. Again, the Philip give egg you yaitzer because he says that even in a six sukkah, you yaitzer. Oh, but if we would shlug up kveiger, this is what I'm saying. If I would say loy plug that you have to have seven tfachim, there's no shaykhs. But if the gather, if the loy plug would be to answer up kveiger, that the gather of the takona is to have the table with you, this is the gather of the takona to have the table with you. If that is the gather to have the table with you, here you don't have the table with you. And this Rav Kiveiger, so we have a self. Rav Kiveiger didn't learn like this. So, if the Lomdim are right, that Rav Kiveiger's Kasha would be wrong, because this Lomdis, so La Halocha, that case would be wrong. So we have a Raya or not? Who is right? We are Rav Kiveiger. There's a Rashi that Lechura says, like Rav Kiveiger. Rashi says the queen was sitting in the Ketanias. And it was kosher. On the tzad, Lefir Rabbi Yudah, the sukkah was kosher. Lefir Rabbanon, the sukkah was possible. But Lefir Rabbi Yudah, the sukkah was kosher. And her table was in the sukkah gdayla. Rashi asked how seven people, Lefir Rav Chanan, fit in this little sukkah. So Rashi, the first pshat, all of them were sitting in the sukkah. And the table was in the big sukkah. Shteitin Rashi, that it's good. Shteitin Rashi, that it's good. Rashi is offering Lefir Rabbi Yudah, not Lefir Rabbanon. Rabbanon hold anyway, you're not Yaitze. But Lefir Rabbi Yudah, the Gemara says, they were sitting in a Sukkah Gdoila, they were sitting in a Sukkah Ktana, and they were eating. And from that, Rabbi Yudah is proving that it's good. So Rashi, how seven people squeeze in a Sukkah? And it's placed at the table. Okay, no, the table will be in the Sukkah Gdoila. Shtet Rashi, there is no problem. So the Velt says, so Rabbi Kiveiger is right. Again, we tried to say an afkamina from Rabbi Kiveiger. And we said, maybe Rabbi Kiveiger is saying, Lefid Rashi in the Rishonim, you're missing in the Shir, it's not good. The Rif, it's good. We said, maybe even Lefid Rif, it's not good, because the getter was, I have to be with my table. Thus, given the getter of the Takone, I have to be with my table. What? No. Rashi is asking with the table. Rashi. So maybe you don't need bichal shiur table. Rashi is mashma that he had a kasha. Where is the table? Yeah, you say Rashi is the kasha. Where is the table? Rashi is in the sukkah gdoila. If we're being a lomdus right, that it's a problem. This nishkan tells. I'm just proving belomdus that Rashi holds that it's not a problem. That Rashi holds that it's not a problem. You could argue that it's not muchach because Lamaisa was only nogea to the chinuch of the kids. And Rabbi Yashi said that b'gzei Hashem Yimoshech is no chisor nogea b'chinuch. So mele, the shlog is nishkin shlog and the raya. Back to the machlekes harishay. Again, so we have two shittas. Rashi and all of the rishayim hold, you're missing the shiur. And it's posel midai raise and alochike b'chamay. The other machlekes is a gzeira de rabbonon and alochike b'silel. And the Rif said both are a gzeira de rabbonon. We explain, or without a table, or with a table, or with a gzeira de rabbonon. that we said five nafkeminas if it's the raisa, if it's like zayir the rabbanon. Chutz from the nafkemina, how we paskin? That lefi Rashi we only paskin the first machlekes, we don't paskin like bis shama in the zayir, and lefi the rif by nav zayin, the rif in chav beis, paskin like bis shama in bo because it's one machlekes. Chutz from that nafkemina, and we had these five nafkeminas. If you push the table in, like the Rosh says, psal, abkideiga. Little schach posu, and what was the last nafkemina? What?
No. If you eat a sandwich like that,
if you have pita biyoda, nafkemina. If you have a table or not, zog the beis alevi, and the Chofetz Chaim also asks this kasha. We'll go to say that. Frag the beis alevi. How it could be the whole masecht of sukkah state shiur sukkah zayin tfoch? But how you could say Shir Sukkah Zayin Tfoch? How it could be? So if it's not nafkeminas, lemaisi, you need seven because you need a table. But we said it's so much nafkeminas that you will manage without that. The Misalevi, if you read him inside, he goes better. He takes the sugif in Itztabo. It says that the Itztabo has to be seven. Why it has to be seven? It could be six. He goes over the Gemaras. The sugif in Psal. He goes duch the Gemaras. What the Mishnah Berurah, when he brings down the Kash, he says, Dav Zayin, Dav Zayin, Dav Zayin, Amud Beis. Stayed in all of the Gemaras, Shir Suka Zayin. Lefi Berishoinim is good. But Lefi, the Rif, how you could say Shir Sukkah Zayin? How you could say Shir Sukkah Zayin? It's not true. You don't meet Shir Sukkah Zayin. So the Beis Halevi wants to offer, and he says, Ken Zayin, that midrabbonon, because every time in a Sukkah Ketana is a problem, so there were koiveya that it has to be Zayin. You mean there were koiveya that it has to be Zayin? Because bederech klal is a gzeire besukkah ketana. You're right. Near sukkah gdeira will be no problem. Near psal will be no problem. But bederech klal is a problem because people can't fit the table. You're right. You can squish the table inside. But bederech klal, the male is zokter ken Zayin. So already Chazal decided shiur sukkah ketana Zayin. And with the Rabbanon, if you don't have Zayin, it's not good. With the Rabbanon, Zayin is not good. But it's only with the Rabbanon. And he finishes in the last line of the Shtikl, Aval Barosh Lo Imashmaken, because the Rosh asks in the case of pushing in the table. This is the last two lines of the Misalevi. So the Misalevi really offered a pshat. That ain't a nami. It started that lefi the rif it's a gzeire and lefi the rishonim it's a shir. But lemaise mid the rabbanon they were kivei a shir suke zayim, and they stelled it like that. The biur aloche, look inside the biur aloche. He brings down the whole machlekes. Simon tof reish lamenei. I want to read the last five lines of the Biur Aloche. We're going to be Biur Aloche inside. Yeah, Biur Aloche. Yeah, hold on. The last five lines. Ochen be'emes kasheli ledas arif. Kol hani sugyes daf zayen, daf te zayen. The muchach behediyah the meshach sukkah ketana shivet fochim. Now look how he's doing the Beis Halevi. Veloy mishtamit echot mehem loy mar de shiur zeu rak mide rabbonon. Umenatei redai bevov al vov. He understands that someone could come and say shtikl teire. Yeah, aber Chazal decided that today that is the shiur. Chana Chofetz Chaim. This is today the whole Beis Halevi. Veloy mishtamit. וצורך עיר אחר כך מוצוסי שהמויר רומז לזה. So I know a lot of people ask אחר כך מוצוסי שהמויר רומז לזה. This is the בלמויר and the סוגיה. חפץ חיים doesn't say after he learned the בלמויר, he learned רישיינים to get to the הלוכה. Look careful how the חפץ חיים says מוצוסי שהמויר רומז לזה, not that the בלמויר asked this question. He's not asking the Balaam Mor says that he doesn't understand the Rif, where's the Gzeire? And that we said already to Rutsi. We said to him, maybe he'll bring a table. The Balaam Mor, if you look inside the Balaam Mor, he says one line that he's Meramis to the Chofetz Chaim's Kashe. And the Fches and Dape Arif in the New Gemores. He says the Balaam Mor like this. והיפקס הלוכי כשמו רבונה שצריכו מרזק את רואי שמורים בשלחונוי והיינו סוגיין בכולה מסכתה שיעור סוכקטנו שיבת פוחים דאילו לביסילה לקשירה בכל דירו והיינו סוגיין בכולה מסכתה the second part, the fifth line והיינו סוגיין בכולה מסכתה שיעור סוכקטנו שיבת פוחים. This is the Balamor's kasha. So Meile, Zog de Chofetz Chaim, it's very schwer to learn if you all of the Rishonim. So start. The Bisalevi had a tzad, and Rab Kivei Eger had a tzad, and in Biro Aloche, we didn't read it now in the beginning, brings the Rab Kivei Eger also. They had a tzad that it's Mamish Egzeire. And in a case that the Egzeire is not there, the problem is not there. And the Bisalevi counts five. Salevi counts five. Zog the Bisalevi, it can be. For sure, Chazal today set it up that this is the Shiur. You learn the Masech, that's the Shiur. Chavetz Chaim says, I understand, but someone had to say that it's a Darabon. Someone had to say it's a Darabon. Kvaromaz leze abalamoyer. It's not black and white. It doesn't say it close. Why it doesn't say the Rabbonon? But the coolest sugi in the Shmaisin, this is what the Balamoyer means to Merametz. And here the Chofetz Chaim helps us, and he's mamshich. Ve'ayin ba'milchom esham u'b'shar atzion soif oy zayin. It's a mistake in this new Mishnah Berurah. They said ches. U'b'shar atzion soif oy zayin bi'al tiktzas dvor. Zog the Chofetz Chaim, but as a Pesach is a Ramban. As a Ramban in the Milchames here, and in the Ramban in the Milchames will be mashma that even lefin arif it's possible with the Raisa b'suk ektano. And this is what he says in the Shar Atzion. Veda, read it one line from the Shor HaTzion. The mashma miloshen milchames, the midoiraisa eino yoitze besuk ektane. Umiyushev kol akushya sheikshayim. So the Chofetz Chaim says in the Ramban and the milchames is mashma. Shor HaTzion, if you come from the bottom, it's like seven lines in the bottom where he brings it. Eight lines. Veda, the mashma miloshen milchames anal, the haino midoiraisa. And now the shaila is, our avoda is, where in the Ramban is mashma that even lefi the rif it's deiraisa? And I'll say, our avoda is a double avoda. Where it's mashma and why it's deiraisa? Ari the rif explains that time of the bechamay betarvayu gzeiro shemay moshech. We're not saying now that the Rif said the Rashi, the Rif said the Ramban, the Rif said the Balamoy, the Rif said the Tesis, the Rif said the Ritva. The Rif says, "Time of the Tarvayu, Gzeir Hashem Oimoshek." They stated the Rif. And the Ramban, Zog de Chofetz Chaim, the Ramban learned it's the Reis. So one maybe will start to learn the Ramban inside, in the Milchames. We'll start at least with the Ores in the Ramban. The Ramban is a small piece in the Ramban. And Dibur HaMaschil, look at the Ramban inside. And Dape Arif. And Dibur HaMaschil, Umashe Kos Avoid. It's on the Rif, on the Rif. On the Milchames. Ein tshuva. The time of the Beshame besukiktan and name mishumochi mishum shema yovi shulchon vi moshech achov. The kol shekinu shekevo in shein le mokum besukosi leaniach beshulchonoi psulo. Shima nicho bachutzolo yi moshech achar shulchonoi. Afilu ve afilu lishan ve lishan ve letayel bo oilechol ve pitei beyodoi psulo. Lefichu chi psulo. שכל שאין ראויו להכיל כדרכו ולכל מילה דסוקו אין הסוקו. What the Ramban is saying, why it's partial שמה היא מושך וכל שכן שכיוון שאין לו מוקוי בסוקוסוי להניח בי שולחונוי פסולו שימניחוי בחוצו לו ימושך אחר שולחונוי אפילו לישן ולשנן ולטייל. הולך על פסולו, לפי רוח היא פסולו, שכל שאין ראוי להכיל כדרכו ולכל מילה דסוקו אין נסוק. So the Ramban says, we'll start with the Chidushim of the Ramban. He says that the sukkah is possible not only for eating, sleeping, learning, staying, it's possible. Kol sukkah shein ruy o leachilo is possible for everything. So first, the Ramban for sure is bringing up the level of the Rif that it's not only a gzeire. I'll ask you a kasha. When you sleep is a gzeire? Sasa, when you sleep is a gzeire? What, you go to eat in the middle of the night? When you're learning, is it gzeire you go out the table? No gzeire. The Ramban says that it's possible to eat, sleep, learn. So for sure the Ramban says that today it's possible if you derive. I mean, at least the lowest level of the Besalevi, that for sure today they said that it's possible. But he doesn't say Stam Pora Adumo that decided you need seven. That he doesn't say. For sure not the Bisalei. He doesn't say that decided you need seven. He says a Yesoid. If it's not Roi Leachile, it's not Roi Leshein Veletayel. Bez Hashem will see this is a big Yesoid. The Ramo paskens it. That a Sukkah that is not Roi Leachile, you can't sleep. And a sukkah that is not roi to sleep, because you're scared to sleep by night, you can't eat there, because you're not yoitze. If you're not roi leachile, you're not yoitze sheino. And if you can't sleep by night, you can't eat by day. If you make a sukkah that you're scared to go there by night to sleep, you can't make a bracha by day to eat there. If it's too cold by night to sleep there, you can't make a bracha to eat there. Because the sukkah has to be roi to everything. That is the second part that the Ramban the Derech Agav says. That Bez Hashem will see tomorrow, that chile.
It's not roi by night, but by day.
Again,
because cold at night doesn't mean
has to be roi to everything.
It's not roi.
It's not roi. It's cold. Say, okay. Well, okay. Well, you're saying chiluk. We'll see. Could be right. We'll see. Is the reason Rabbi Eliashiv in the beginning sent to the yeshiva here when they made a big sukkah here in the passage that while the car is doing the day going there, so you can't make a bracha by night when you eat there in the sukkah because no one could sleep in cars pass. So the sukkah does not, not that, the government doesn't give permission really by day to close it. They gave only permission by night to close it. But not, we'll get later. This is the one shaila. Zokt, the Ramban, while it's not roi leachile, it's not roi for everything. Okay, but why it's not roi leachile? You have six tvochim. Gzeire de Rabbanon. So what is the Ramban answering? So the Avnei Nezer says, the Ramban meant, Midei Raisa, it's roi leachile. Midei Rabbonon, it's not roi leachile. Gzeiro Shemo Yimoshech. Val Midei Rabbonon, it's not roi leachile. Gzeiro Shemo Yimoshech. So Midei Rabbonon, it's posul leshene veletayel. This is not like the Mishnah Berurah. Again, the easy way to learn the Ramban is like the Avnei Nezer, I think, in Tof Nun. The Avnei Nezer says, the Ramban meant like this. The Ramban had a problem. The Rif says it's a gzeira de Rabbanon, right? Everyone asked me yesterday, last Erev Chamishi, someone asked it in Shir. The Rif says it's a gzeira de Rabbanon, shtei psula. Shtei nishlo yoto, shtei psula. The Teretz says, well, you can't eat him in the Rabbanon because you can't eat with a table outside. And even without a table, you can't eat because maybe you'll bring a table. If you can't eat, you can't sleep. So today it's psula. So with the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to eat. So even if you eat midarabonon, you're not yoitze, because it's not roi leachile midarabonon. So because they don't let you to eat, if you ate, you're not yoitze, because it's not roi leachile. Kiluval, you're not allowed to eat, so it's not roi leachile, and memele it's not roi leshene, and memele it's not roi letayel. Yeah, but this is the loika Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim is trying to give us an offer of a pshat that it's possible midai reise. Okay, this one is barring the Chofetz Chaim. Okay, maybe because the Gzeira they gave a shiur. Abelo ishtami that the whole masech the suke zayin tfochim and lefi the rif it will stay at the Rabbonon and we'll have nafkeminas. It can be. Maybe the Rabbonon? No. Someone had to say that it's the Rabbonon. But I found the Ramban that it's day reise. The Chofetz Chaim doesn't explain what. He says, I found the Ramban that it's day reise. And while I found the Ramban that it's day reise, But man, it's also Medeirais. It's also Medeirais. But the way we read the Ramban starts, says you can't eat. Because you can't eat, becomes Deirais. The fitness has been at the nazar that you can't eat with the rabbonus not a sukkah, but maybe you can't sleep. So some want to say a bit different that the pshat is inside you can't eat, and outside rabbonon don't let you to put a table, right? What would it be if it's a policeman that doesn't let to put a table outside? Like I said, the government doesn't let to make the sukkah in the passage here, so l'chur it's not roi. So val rabbonon don't let to put the table outside, so now the sukkah with the raisa becomes not roi le'achila. Inside you can't eat, outside rabbonon throw away tables when people bring them. So the mele now with the raisa it's not roi le'achila. It's very shvel. Not only that, the Mishnebura says that he found the Ramban that says that it's the raisa. The Ramban said that it's deiraisa, he says. He found the Ramban that said that it's a deiraisa. But he says that he doesn't like it because of Barazei, the time is not shove. So the avoid is be'etzem to understand pshat. Chofetz Chaim says, he said a deiraisa, but it has to be gzeira. But it has to be deiraisa. So I'm saying, the Avinezer says he meant the Rabbanon. It's not mashma. To mean that because Chazal broke the doors and he said you can't have tables, so now it's kilo ein aroi, it's not mashma. We have to say, if it's a lumdis, to turn it to become a deiraisa. So tomorrow we'll do the senior, the Rambam, and the Tesfus.